You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 to 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than this is from the evil one." This is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at that verse 33, he said that you have heard, "You shall not swear falsely, and you shall perform your oath to the Lord." If you look at that, does it not sound correct? Does it not sound good? That don't swear falsely. So our own concept of vow or swearing is that I should not swear falsely. We feel that we can swear as long as we are not lying. But Jesus said, "I say unto you, do not swear at all." End of discussion. I still see many Christians today swearing. Some will even carry Bible and say, "I swear by this word." You know, Christians will go to programs where they will be asking them, "Come and swear with Bible. Come and swear that what you are saying, you will be honest." And they still do that. Now, Jesus said, "But I say to you, do not swear at all." I've had some people ask about the court, that what do people say? What you say in court is that you will speak the truth. There's nothing wrong in saying, "I am going to speak nothing but the truth." But Jesus warned us. He said, "Do not swear at all, neither by heaven, nor by earth, nor by Jerusalem." Don't try to prove that you are telling truth by swearing. And that's why that what we call marital vow is actually against the scripture. And you know, churches and pastors are just leading people to sin, because they are coming to make vow that they can never keep. Why are you making a vow that you don't even have power in yourself to keep? That's the point. You don't have the strength. You will say, "I promise to cherish you in sickness and in health, to submit to you." One small issue like this, you say, "No, this is what I'm going to do." Then you will leave your wife. You will beat your wife. The same you that went and said, "I promise to love you, to do this, to cherish you." There was even no need for all of those things in the first place. If there is anything and you want the couple to talk, the only thing they can say is that, "We have come here under God to publicly declare that we have accepted to be husband and wife." If you have taught them the word of God before that day, they know the responsibility of a man and the responsibility of a woman. It's not for them to come and make vow, marital vow. Some people will even say they want to renew marital vow. Please, those things, they are against the teaching of Christ, though. Thus, the fact that it's a popular practice does not in any way make them right. Now, Jesus said, "But let your yes be yes, and your no be no." That means once you are telling the truth, don't stress it. Don't try to prove to people you are telling the truth. Simply tell the truth, and they say, "Are you sure?" That's the truth. Don't go as far as then telling, "I swear to God. I swear by heaven. I swear by my life. I swear by it is brethren. We don't walk like that in the kingdom. We don't relate with Jesus like that. In fact, look at something Jesus said finally. He said, "Whatever is more than this is from the evil one." Did you know that to swear is evil? Once you are making effort to prove to people that you are telling the truth beyond yes or no, he says it's from the evil one. By that time, you have already given yourself to Satan. Now, the same you who is doing that, you will now go somewhere and say you want to bind Satan. You want to fight Satan. Which Satan are you fighting? The Satan that you are already doing his bidding by swearing everywhere. Brethren, it must not be so amongst us. When we become born again, we are born into the kingdom of God. That's what it means. We have been born, we have been regenerated into the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God has modo operandi. It has a way it functions. In the kingdom of God, our yes is yes and our no is no. And we don't prove anything further than that. May God give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.